Standby. KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, today we're going to talk about rehabilitative services, and the guy that's in charge of all that at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is Dwight Schaffer. Hi, Dwight.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us today.
Having me.
Let's see, I need you a little closer to the mic there. There we go. Okay. Good deal. We got that covered. All right.
Good.
So, the retreat at Buffalo Hill. Now, a lot of folks didn't think that's a vacation spot, but that's not exactly what it is it?
No, actually, you're right. We get a lot of that. People come in and the retreat, they think it's a place to just come and relax and sit back. But it's actually a rehabilitation center. It's generally for it's called a post-acute or transitional care rehabilitation center. It's designed for people who've had medical conditions requiring hospitalization, and they come to us and they rehabilitate, and we do physical, occupational, and speech therapy as part of the rehabilitation process.
So what is likely someone who comes there, what sort of maladies have they been dealing with?
Yeah, so we see a lot of complicated medical conditions. We see anywhere from orthopedic conditions like fractured hips, elective surgeries, hip replacements, knee replacements. So we see a lot of orthopedic patients. We also see neurological conditions such as stroke and Parkinson's disease. So we help those folks rehabilitate as well. And then there's sort of this group that kind of falls into a complicated mix of multiple medical conditions. You might have things like kidney problems or renal disease, diabetes, a lot of different complicated medical things, congestive heart failure, COPD, that kind of thing. And so we have a really good staff, and this staff understands all of these medical problems, and that's part of our rehabilitation process, is to rehab pretty much everything that we can see.
Now, this kind of puts you on a little bit of a fast track to getting better, because you never leave.
Yeah.
I say you never leave. You don't leave while you're getting treatment.
Yes. Yeah, so we do 7 days a week of therapy. We have physical therapy every day, and we have occupational therapy 6 days and speech 5 days. So it's a very busy place. So the retreat name can be a little bit misleading. People come and all of a sudden they're getting up every day and all day long doing therapy. So yes, it can be quite intense.
But that gets it done quicker, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of our job, is to not only rehabilitate people well, but to understand with costs associated with healthcare, we want to do it fast and as fast as we can, you know, to be good stewards of the Medicare and reimbursement systems that we have.
Well, not only that, but we want to get back to our lives as quickly as we can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. More importantly, get people home where they belong.
So what's different about the way you do things there at the retreat at Buffalo Hill?
So the retreat is let me tell you a little bit about the retreat. It's a 46-bed facility the original retreat, which was built 7 years ago, was 16 beds, and it was always full, and we realized we'd outgrown that pretty quickly. So we expanded it to 46 beds, and so now it's gotten quite large, what makes it unique is it has a Montana Lodge style feel. When you come in, it doesn't feel like an institutionalized hospital type setting. You walk in, it's a very warm environment. There's wood and stone. There's beautiful murals and pictures. The therapy gym doesn't look like a traditional gym. You kind of look like you're stepping back in time, and it's very comfortable and it's very relaxing, and it allows to help with the healing process when you rehabilitate.
Well, that's what my first thought was when you were describing it. I'm thinking, boy, you know, it would have a big effect on my attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the first things we hear when people come in. You know, people are fearful, they're anxious, they're stressed because they don't want to be there. But one of the things they say is, wow, as soon as I got here and I realized this is a really great therapeutic environment to rehabilitate.
Dwight Schaffer is our guest, and he is he's the honcho there at the retreat at Buffalo Hill. Tell me a little bit about what your job is.
Okay. So my job, I'm a speech-language pathologist. So that's, as a clinician, that's what I do. But my job is to oversee all of the therapy services that are delivered. So I oversee a team of 24, and we have physical, occupational, and speech therapy, like I said. And so I oversee the therapy that's delivered, but I also interact with our guests, and we refer to our folks who come in as guests. And so I am a part of their care. Even if I'm not their therapist, I'm a part of their rehab process. I help explain things. I help them understand why they're receiving the therapist services that they do, and help them to navigate through that.
So how do you, where do your therapists come from?
Well, we have therapists from all over the country. I'm originally from Florida. I have therapists from really every corner of the United States, and we have an exceptional team of therapists. It's the best team I've ever been around, and I've been doing this for 26 years. And this is a fantastic team. They bring a wide variety of experiences, and they just do a remarkable job.
We're talking with Dwight Schaffer. He is the Director of Rehabilitation Services at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. More with Dwight right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. He's the Director of Rehabilitative Services, Dwight Schaffer. You know, I grew up here in the Flathead, and I always knew it was the Lutheran home.
Mm-hmm.
How did it get to be Emmanuel Lutheran Communities?
Well, that's a great question. The Lutheran home still is a part of our community. People like to refer to that, especially the generation that knew the Lutheran home way back mm-hmm. when it was built almost 62 years ago. Over time, though, the organization needed to move forward, not to change the name as much as the idea of what it is. It's grown so much with rehabilitation services, and it's actually the organization, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, is multiple entities within the community itself. We have the Skilled Care Center, which is kind of referred to as the original Lutheran home, but we have the retreat like we've been talking about. We also have Buffalo Hill Terrace, assisted living and independent living, the Villas, which just opened up back in November, which is independent living. It's just fantastic, beautiful place. And there's also the Lodge, which is memory care. And so it's the organization is referred to as a CCRC, which is a continuing care retirement community. And basically that is a way for seniors in our community to have a place to live and to live in their senior years and have a continuum of care and stay in one place, which means they may start out at independent, you're still thriving, you're going around, driving, living your life, but you don't have the worries of maintaining a home on your own. But as we age, sometimes we need a little more help. And so the CCRC allows you to go through that process. When you need more help, you could transition to a different setting within the community and receive a little more help, all the way to skilled nursing care when you need the most help of all.
You don't necessarily even have to change facilities to step up the care that you need.
That's exactly right, and that's what makes it so wonderful. We get to see the people we've known for many years go through the process, and they're kind of a part of the family. We're all together there. You know, even though we're employees, it has a very family-like environment, so we get to know our folks very well, and we get to know them personally, and we get to be a part of that process as they age in place.
And that's something we're all going to be eventually dealing with. Let's face it, we're not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Nobody is.
No, that's a good point.
We'd like to think we are, but
Yeah, well, we know that's not true.
We sure do.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity then here in our community, and I think that Emmanuel Lutheran Communities does this better than just about anybody else in the country, so far that I've seen anyway.
Well, I would agree with that, and that's why I'm a part of this organization. I feel really proud to represent Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and to be a part of it and be a part of the team that provides these services to our community.
What kind of feedback do you get from your guests?
Well, we've had just today... And we have, it's an interesting story. I asked this gentleman if I could tell the story without telling his name.
Sure.
So he is a gentleman. He and his wife live in Southern California, and they do what a lot of snowbirds do. They're here during the summer, and they're in Southern California during the winter. And they've been in the retreat several times for different situations, medical situations. And they keep coming back to us, and they love it here. Well, interestingly enough, they were down in California in December, and his wife had a medical condition, and they went to a rehab center down in the LA area, and they hated it. They said it did not compare at all to the retreat and the care they received here. So he called us up, got his wife on a plane, flew here, I think it was December 24th, and checked back into the retreat to finish her rehab. And we love him, we love her, we love having them, and they're like family to us. And he was so pleased to be able to bring his wife, and it wasn't easy. She had a pretty significant medical condition, so it wasn't easy to fly. But he felt so strongly about how the experiences he's had here with us and how great the services are, and he just felt like nothing compared to what we offer here in small Northwest Montana mm-hmm. compared to the big city of LA.
You bring up an interesting point here, and I wanted to just kind of talk with you a little bit about this, because we think of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, particularly the retreat, we think it of a place for senior citizens, for older people, but there are younger people that need your help too.
Yeah, absolutely. We have seen people as young as 11 come to the retreat. We had a young man, he's a young man now, this was several years ago, he got in a really bad car accident, and he came to us, he was in middle school, and he rehabilitated with us. We've had people in their teens, 20s, 30s, every age group. We tend to focus on our seniors, but we also have the capability of really serving almost any population out there.
And if you've been in a severe car accident or something like that and you need some help getting back on your feet again, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We have physical occupational speech therapy. A lot of people don't. Physical therapy is pretty obvious. Most people have at some point probably seen a physical therapist or at least know what physical therapy does. That's sort of self-explanatory. But occupational therapy is interesting because a lot of people don't understand. Occupational therapy helps people relearn the things that they've already known to do and helps them to relearn all the things you do to get yourself through the day. From the moment you wake up, getting out of bed, getting dressed, caring for yourself, occupational therapy ties all of that in a way that people don't really understand. They get a little bit confused about what they offer. Yeah. And then speech therapy, of course, works with communication, which is so critical to our well-being, relationships, family, being able to communicate effectively. And we do see a number of people who have had strokes and other diseases that affect their communication.
It would be very frustrating.
Oh, absolutely.
Very frustrating to be going through occupational therapy.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. It's definitely not easy. But the results are worth the effort, and that's what we